A very good afternoon from the sports team. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery accepts his team are up against it, but believes that they have the quality to pull off an epic Champions League comeback tonight. They go into the second leg of their quarterfinal with Paris Saint-Germain, trailing the French club 3-1. Emery hopes at Villa Park, where they are unbeaten in 17 matches, can prove to be the difference.
We want to write here the history with Aston Villa, being so demanding in our process to get opportunities, and believing we have to win with one more goal in our expectation.
The other match tonight will see Barcelona take a 4-0 lead into their second leg against Borussia Dortmund in Germany. Tomorrow, the Gunners have a chance to complete an epic victory over Real Madrid over the two legs. They take a 3-0 lead to the Bernabeu, where they face Madrid tomorrow with a spot in the Champions League semi-finals on the line. It's basically all that Arsenal have left to play for this season. So it's a huge, huge trip to Spain. In rugby news now, New Zealand wing Mark Talia says that he will leave the Blues at the end of the season to play in Japan, ruling him out of All Black selection in 2026. He will reportedly join Toyota Verblitz, led by former New Zealand head coaches Steve Hansen and Ian Foster. Talia scored 13 tries in 19 tests for the All Blacks, and in 2023 was named World Rugby's Breakthrough Player of the Year. New Zealand, though, has barred national selection for players if they are not contracted domestically. So Talia will join a list of players that's quite worrying for the All Blacks. The likes of Richie Mo'unga is also in Japan with no interest in coming back to New Zealand just yet. We're going to finish with cricket news now. It's 5th versus 6th in the IPL today. 6th place Punjab Kings host 5th place the Kolkata Knight Riders. The teams are level on points, but the Kings do have a game in hand going into that one. Looking at what's happened at the toss, the Punjab Kings have won the toss and they will be batting first. So I'll have all the action for you in the next hour. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.